Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. It used to be beer names were mostly pretty simple and often was the last name of the brewery owner, Coors, Miller, Pabst, Shells, Hams, and dozens more. Or maybe a beer was named for a specific location or style. These days, with more than 4,600 brewers in America, names are all over the place. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings, are we running out of names?
Yeah, we're about out. Just about out of names. And there's, and not just name, but labels and color variations. There's always some point of contention about who has what. I think Sam Adams or Boston Beer Company is trying to copyright the Brexit name on a beer.
Still, it remains one of the best parts of running a brewery.
It is actually part of the fun part of the job, minus the legal implications and getting it all done. Naming your creation is often as fun as making it, and sometimes the name comes first and the beer comes second. Enter Pogonophilia. We came up with a name and then we had to find a beer that fit it. Most breweries stick with traditional names, you know, so that you know what you're getting, so they'll include the actual name of the style in it. So if it's a pale ale or an IPA, they'll try to include that. A lot of breweries that are regionalized try to make sure that they have some history or some tie backs to their regional. Our Split Rock Creek is pretty obvious for those around here, but maybe if you guys know Crow Peak, you know, they have a pile of dirt porter. That represents a pile of dirt they had to move in to get the brewery high enough, I think, out of a floodplain.
And the name can be important.
The name, too, is important. Just as a tap handle to stand out of a line, sometimes the name is what makes you stand out online or in the beer reviews or even, even as somebody's going through the aisle, good branding and a nice name is what sets you apart from somebody else.
And there are some great craft beer names out there. Among my favorites, Zombie Dust, Skull Splitter, Sweet Child Divine, Brew Free or Die, Tart Side of the Moon, Kilt Lifter, just a few. And since we're talking about beer, there are a bunch of them that are a little bit dirty or feature double entendres, and there are a few that are just flat out gross. Naming the beer for his style still seems to work pretty well.
Our farmhouse ale is just that. It's a farmhouse ale. People have come to love that beer. We actually just brewed that a couple weeks ago. And we'll leave it as the farmhouse ale. But it is that is kind of a generic term for the style of beer. At the same time, people, when they come in and order a farmhouse, they at least understand what they'll be getting out of the style. They may not know how our particular farmhouse was brewed or, you know, how we interpreted it. But they're going to be able to order a farmhouse beer and have it sit in front of them and not expect a stout or a pale ale or anything else.
There are still a lot of great beers out there that follow that basic naming format. Odell IPA, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Founders Porter, and there are many others. More on beer names coming right up.
Chilling right here, baby, if you want it. Got a cold beer with your name on it. Back 40 on Friday night.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss beer names. We're talking with Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. So, Seth, how do you come up with your beer names?
We usually go through a kind of a discussion around the pub keeps. We'll name the style and we'll find something tongue-in-cheek to name after. If, you know, we find a good reference to the style or something that we're doing for an event, we'll name it after that. Some of them are just named what they are. Split Rock Creek, obviously, is an ode to the creek that took the legs of Judge Wilmot Wood Brookings, so that is kind of a long-standing. Cool Blonde is really an appreciation. It's a token of appreciation for a lady that helped us set up a lot of our paperwork when we first got it started. She acted as a free consultant. 353, we invented that beer when we were sitting in Ireland on a St. Paddy's Day. We had kind of penciled in the margins of a travel guide of what it was going to be, and we never came up with a name. But the dialing code for Ireland is +353, so if you dial Ireland on your international phone, you dial +353.
And sometimes, honestly, the name doesn't involve a whole lot of work.
Like our What We Got is literally what we had that day, so that we kind of phoned that one in. Speaking of phoning in, OVB is it's our brown ale that people really like. It actually contains oatmeal, victory malt, and it's a brown ale. So OVB, we got kind of lazy on that one.
I don't know if I've ever even asked on that one, but
yeah. OVB stands for Oatmeal Victory Brown, because it was easy.
Clever.
Deadwood Gold, we brewed for a hotel out in Deadwood, so that one got its name.
And it's kind of a great name. actually.
It is. It's kind of a fun name.
It makes sense, you know, Deadwood and the Gold and the Gold Rush and all that, yeah.
We have a blown fuse pale ale coming out because we blew a fuse on our brew system that kind of derailed our brew day, so we had to adapt a little.
Seth likes names that tie into the location of a brewery.
I personally like names that build a tie into where they're from or have, you know. Canyon Cream Ale. Everybody knows where Spearfish Canyon is, or, you know, enough, at least if you travel out there, you know the area. And I think that's a great way to name a beer. The Coddington Cream Ale from Watertown. I mean, Coddington County, it fits. It's easy. I mean, that's you get an understanding of what the beer is. You get an understanding of where it's from. I mean, that's a cool way to do it.
One category we haven't yet mentioned is ever-growing in this IPA-crazed country, names featuring hop and hop puns. Smooth Hopperator, Pure Hoppiness, Hoppy Birthday, Robo Hop, Hopzilla, Hop Drop and Roll, Hopageddon, Hopsicle, Modus Hopperandi, Hoptimus Prime, Hopulence, Hop Rod, Hopportunity Knox. All real names for IPAs, I'm not kidding. One final note, did you know if you package your beer in bottles or cans, you must also win approval at the federal level for that name and label?
Federal approval, it's a pretty stringent process. I mean, the label can't appeal to minors. There's labels, you're not supposed to promote the alcohol content in a beer. There's a number of things that are important to how the label gets approved.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.